It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Last month, Queen Neptune dropped a new single, Edge of the Programmed World, which we've been loving here at 95BFM. This Saturday, they'll be playing with Bib Kids Slog, ex-partner, to celebrate the new Bib Kids EP, Gimp Software, which came out a couple of weeks ago. Up in the studio, we have Kiwi from Queen Neptune here to share some songs for My Morning Mixtape. How are you going today, Kiwi?
I'm going very well. Thank you for having me up here. It's been a while since I've been in the studio. It's looking very tidy and lovely. And
nice. We try our best to keep it tidy, but sometimes we fall a bit out of practice.
Yeah,
but
it's the nature of the beast, I imagine.
Yeah. We kind of love it. It's kind of nice. You can have it either way. So you've got the show coming up this weekend. Am I right in thinking that this is your first show since August last year, or have you played anything since then?
I think we might have played a show since then, but we also, that was a friend's birthday party, but there's definitely been a long gap between shows.
Yeah,
it's erratic.
What have you been up to since then, or over the past few months?
Well, we kind of didn't really do too much stuff due to time and space constraints, as is the way for lots of people trying to make art collaboratively. You just sort of do what you can when you can do it. But we finished off that Edge of the Programmed World song at the beginning of this year, which was great. And we're playing also, I think, at the Wine Cellar anniversary in June. So we've got another show booked. We've got a bunch of recorded music nearly finished, so
nice.
We'll probably be putting something out. At some point.
Yeah. That's always how it is, right?
Yeah.
It's at some point when we finally get around to finishing it off.
Yeah, this place I've heard of called the future, I'm sure stuff's going to happen there.
And I want to quickly touch on it, like we were talking about off air before. How does the dynamic between you and Carl, living in different cities, kind of have an impact on the way that you guys write or play shows or anything like that?
I guess it's been something that's been, it's like always a working development because everyone's, you know, your requirements for what you got to do in the day changes. But what it means is that try to organise like practices, which are like 3 days in a row. So take some time off work, because otherwise if you can only do half a day practice and then you wait 3 weeks or a month, you've forgotten everything. So you just need to like
have a big chunk,
do a heap of work and then come back to it. And Dropbox is also a very important part of the writing
process. Nice. Do you time those 3 day practices right before a show, kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to Thames tomorrow.
I feel like that's always a great way to do it. Smash it in right at the very end.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it fresh.
Cool. So let's get into the music. How did you pick out all the songs that we're going to share today, or did you do like half and half with Carl?
It was pretty much just me. Carl made some suggestions of songs that I like he reminded me that I've been listening to Lizzo a lot, which is why that's on here. Mainly just going by the vibe of the day, the sort of thing that I felt like listening to, I guess.
Yeah, nice. Cool. This first one, Killer Mike. Mm-hmm. What made you pick this one out in particular?
I picked this one out because it's just got really strong educational value, and it's a really tough song, and the beats are cool, and I just think at the moment I'm needing quite strong music to kind of match the vibe of the moment, and the song rules.
Awesome.
A firm policy not to capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force in spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments. We did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for little shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting.
children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the game. Just like our lover North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military plane.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like Lemma 12er, old enough to understand the shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambush it and then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they loathe the poor. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lid. I leave you with four words. I'm glad Reagan dead.
You wanna stick it? I wanna stick it. We wanna stick it.
Stick it!
can have my pen. Pimp cup, drink up, pissed in your pimp cup, so let's get it up. You wanna stick it, I wanna stick it, we wanna stick it,
stick it.
You wanna stick it, I wanna stick it, we wanna stick it. Up, 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 up.
Stick it to the pimp, a track by Peaches, as selected by Kiwi from Queen Neptune. What made you pick that one out? I mean, I was telling you that it was a more what I expected, but but what is the reasoning behind that one?
I picked it because I was feeling a little bit political this morning, and I like the sentiment in that, and I also I just like the space in it, and it's sort of simple. You can hear the sounds that she's picked, and it's good, strong.
I'll just get you to turn your mic around just for a sec, just to make it more directional. There we go.
That's such bad mic technique for someone who claims to be a singer, honestly.
Yeah, the mic is all the way up as high as it can go. Maybe we'll switch back over. Oh, there we go.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that sounds nice and good.
Okay, sorry about that, everybody.
Just repeat the what made you pick out that Peaches track?
I picked out the Peaches track because it has a like political vibe, and it's good, strong, like dance beat, and it's simple. I like it. You can hear the sounds. And they do the work, and it's exciting.
It is.
She's just rad. I like to think about Peaches as much as I can.
Mm. Yeah, that song had a nice, consistent beat across the whole thing.
Yeah.
Nice and dancey. Cool. So what are the... You mentioned that you've got a couple more shows coming up, mm-hmm. but what are the next couple months going to be looking like for you and Carl musically?
I think what we're going to try and do is get as much time as possible to finish off all the songs that we've nearly finished and just keep playing. I think we're both really keen to just be making music, doing that thing where you shut the door and then you're making really loud music all day and then you're exhausted.
Get back into the rhythm of it.
Yeah, play with all the machines. We've got a lot of cool machines. So,
oh, have you got anything new? Or
There's still new functions to unlock inside all of them, but Carl's got a new... drum machine and some delay pedals, which he's putting that through, which is sounding really cool. So yeah,
you'll be showing that off soon, I'm sure.
Yes, hopefully on Saturday.
Cool. Yeah, will you be playing any of these new songs that you've been working on at the show this weekend?
Yeah, we are going to attempt to. Yes. Yeah, that's the plan.
Cool. Let's get this last one, Lizzo, which is a newer one. Mm-hmm. What made you pick out this one?
This song, I think, and Lizzo in general, is just a master of the technology to make you feel good. And I think that's required.
That's a great way to describe it. I love the music that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks very much for coming up. Hopefully, eventually, I can get Carl up as well, and we'll get inside of the of the Queen Neptune.
Yeah, exactly.
We can inspiration.
Do both. Thank you very much for having me, and have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
Try.
Now you know.
I like shot a nigga better over time.
Now you know.
They just say
I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
Was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.